evening, everybody. What do you think of when somebody needs forgiveness or when you need forgiveness? Forgiveness. I've been thinking about it a lot. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I'm delighted to talk to you on Radiance by Design, where you and I, with our guides and angels and higher selves, headed to completion, headed to source, raise our fields and frequencies together. And I've been thinking a lot about a lot of things. One is about forgiveness. I noticed Jackie's show, which follows us, is going to be about lifting of shame. And I was noticing this week that, and it's really important, because you and I know that when you're caught in shame, you don't get out of it very easily. It's a big process to get the shame moved. So, for example, getting into forgiveness is like you go into this kind of thick cloud of shame, and you can feel it inside. It keeps us separate from one another, keeps us mistrusting, and so on. So the art of forgiveness is actually deepening past that, as far as I can understand. And so many of our shows recently have been about bringing up, for example, you're working on some issue. Maybe it's poverty, maybe it's a cold heart, maybe it's it doesn't matter what it is, whatever you're working on. And sometimes someone will show up from another life that you've had. And what's been left between the two of you is some kind of reaction. And if we were to hyper-metaphorize it, you know what I mean? I'm going to make a hyperbole here, which isn't always this simple. There's a lot of complications in some of this stuff. But where you've had an interaction with somebody in another life, it can leave him, her, and you hooked together with a common reactiveness. And so your thing is you're acting out of some deep, hidden pocket of reaction that isn't really you, but it takes place in the depth of your psyche, in the depth of your, maybe your DNA, maybe your belly. I don't know. Maybe it's just your organs, because we know that the lungs hold a karmic grief, loss, deep, deep wounding, deep grief. They're already full of that. Little babies are so pure and brand new. We'll have some of that, maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, depending on their nature. Because these things are left over. So going back to spirits that show up, lately it's been very interesting to see how, I'm going to go back to forgiveness in a moment. Believe me, I won't forget. But anyway, they're showing up lately to show how they also want to participate, for example, in the releasing of a reaction that you're stuck with. Maybe it's a simple. Maybe it's grief that we were just talking about. So we'll pick that one. And as they come in and you get some kind of picture, and I've often been very clear about this with my clients, when we do past life stuff, I don't trust it to be like a really solid movie of what happened. What I do trust is that the images that come up in order to evoke a certain kind of emotion in you, that is really relevant. So, and it's that emotion that tells you where the reaction is. So, for example, if you've got a lot of propensity for, coughing, getting pneumonia, I always had a lot of bronchitis and was very lonely as a little kid. Not because I was left alone, but because I had a deep inner loneliness, okay? And the coughing and the bronchial stuff, which I always had a lot of, and the laryngitis, I always had a lot of throat and chest things. If we think of it a certain way, you go, okay, well, we can find some past life experiences in some cases. It isn't always this way. But some past life experiences or some attachment to somebody else through some shared reaction. Through, in my case, I can see a number of them. One of them is me having been so wrong. I was so wrong and so self-deceptive when I was, I won't go into the whole story, you know, be careful who you tell your dreams to. I don't know if you're going to take my dreams as the same respect as I have, but in any case, I killed myself in that life because when it suddenly emerged in my, and I awakened to the fact that I had deceived myself and played into the ambitions of the courts around me, and I was an intuitive then too, and I was playing into people's desires that were kind of over other people, desires for more power, desires for more stuff, and so on. And in that life, when I came into that awareness, I saw myself absolutely shocked and horrified that I had let myself be bought off. I had sold out. I killed myself, boop, just like that. But so you could take an example like that. You've probably been through very similar things, or you've had your own versions of these. But when I really get into that feeling, I realize that I had this kind of mewling self-esteem thing that kept rising up in me like an old smell or something, you know, and clouding over whatever perception I had of myself at that time. And through the years, I've learned what that is, and I really can help myself undo it. And I haven't actually done the work. I was just telling Bob earlier, I have to do some of my own personal work with the same, and I'm not going to do it on global radio, but the same kind of work I've been doing with several people who call into this show, which is bringing up the spirit and finding out what it is that's been left behind. What kind of reaction has kept us kind of glued together on a cellular level and for gosh knows how many thousands of years, or, you know, maybe it's not in the linear terms. We know that. But, you know, we don't have to break it down and actually get some kind of footnotes and some kind of proof that it was exactly like that. But the feelings that come up are really, really important. And over again, going back into forgiveness, we see the beings that come up that have shared some of the development of these reactions with us. We see them rising, and they keep saying, I want to be unhooked as well. Because so many of us are working toward awakening in this life. It's happening through us. It's a happening, as some of the people say. And it's happening in us anyway, like we're emerging as a species, taking up more of our brain potential, releasing more of our old programming, making ourselves available for becoming kind of a new species. But so are these people that are hitched to us. The beings that are on the other side that in various levels of consciousness that are stuck with our reactions, triggering their reactions, triggering ours, and then we're supposed to be born again to meet each other and run around the same pothole. They're tired of that too, because they also have the opportunity to unfold, unravel, and awaken. And oh my gosh, I can remember saying about some specific people, I want to meet them with the different facets of my being shining, with different parts of my creativity. You do too. And they're showing up and saying, guess what? That's really possible. And when I was channeling just before this show, my guides were saying, they were giggling. They were really full of beans tonight. And they were saying, it's really interesting because they too are going through tremendous changes. Now, I love doing paradigm shifters, which takes me through many, many people's brilliant explorations as a human being and unlimiting themselves. And one of the guys that claims to be the reincarnation of, Casey, David Wilcock, and he was the first guy I heard say, you know what, the frequencies are rising on our planet, but they are out all through the universe as well. Everything is changing. And I loved that model. I loved it when he explained that, because it isn't just you, and it isn't just me, and it isn't just where there's a vortex. It's the whole planet, and the planet itself is ascending. And the frequencies are moving and grooving. And in the different striations or the different dimensions out there, it's all shifting and changing. So we're hoping that tonight you're going to call in and we're going to talk to some of the beings that are hooked up with you and help free them. Now, let's get back to forgiveness. As far as I can see, and I've really explored this off and on for about 30 years, I've taken courses and everything, but to me, the only real truth that I've gotten about forgiveness is it's a very, very deep, almost like a core vibrational reality that somehow we have to click into, in through the shame, past the victimization, and into this really deep letting go. And that could be, I was thinking about the spirits that are hooked with us in these old reactions and so on. I think real forgiveness is when we can let them go and they can let us go, and we really allow that to happen, if that makes sense. I'm just lit these days with all of that, because the possibility of, you know how we waited so long for the shift? The possibility for the shift is just vibrating through me right now. It's just wonderful. Ah, so that's a long preamble. Well, it's not really very long, but it's deep, isn't it? It's like forgiveness that goes through us in a rather deep fashion. So I'd like us to close our eyes and do a meditation all together so that we'll be vibrating together in a community, in a vibrational community that goes all around the world. Are you ready for that? I love doing this part. And remember, in our sacred geometric meditation, you can do a lot of healing work, and you can do a lot of creation, a lot of manifesting. So, my phone's ringing. I forgot to turn it off. All right, excuse me for that. Welcome to 2013. We've got a phone in each ear, and we've got technology all over the place. But technology has been the greatest, greatest gift to oneness and unity around the world. Oneness is really touching me lately. And I just wanted to say one thing about that. In my paradigm shifters and all kinds of other explorations, which I can't stop doing because I think it's irresistible, the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas, all of those are just loaded with oneness. So the new oneness movements, so the stuff we're talking about, we are all one, that's building up more and more and more, is really strong in those as well. So go back 8,000 years, and there's that theme stitched like gold all the way through our subconsciousnesses. So we know it. We just have to really re-evoke it, don't we? All right, close your eyes. Unless you're walking or riding a bike. As I said before, if you're riding a unicycle, you'll fall over. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath or two. And over your head, sorry, I have my guides going, good evening, good evening. Over your head, a golden ball about 2 miles up, and below your spine, a golden ball about 40 feet. And drop a filament of light, a gold light, from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now create your octahedron, a four-sided pyramid, from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And give yourself some distance, 40, 60 feet away from your body. And then upside down, meeting base to base, another four-sided pyramid. And its point goes right into the lower golden ball. When the two hitch together, it is your octahedron, eight sides, right? And now you've got a crystal ball inside of that. And the crystal ball is nudging the inside of your octahedron. And inside of that, there is a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. I am aware that it's not exactly like that, but that'll do for, my dad would say, close enough for government work. Yeah, so see yourself inside of a three-dimensional Star of David, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And I always get really kind of like, I'm spinning, I can feel it. And in front of you, you see a magical screen. And on that magical screen, you're going to create some movies. Now, the first movie is you becoming what you want to become. I always say, I want to be multidimensional, consciously multidimensional. I want to come from the heart. I want to be a contributor. Whatever you want to become, you can say rich and famous. I don't care what you're choosing. Of course, I do. But, I mean, I care that you choose what's in your heart. And then see yourself becoming that. Slap your hands together and go, woohoo. Wrap it in light. And now let's move to the next screen in which you're creating a project. And now see yourself attracting all of the pieces, all the resources you need to create your project. Good. Money, time, friends, pieces, whatever it is you need to create this project. And when your project, and it could be home and family, it can be very mundane, it can be very multidimensional, it doesn't matter to me. Just whatever's in your heart and soul and your fantasy, get it going there. Good. And now when it's done, you see all the resources coming to sustain your project. Keep it going as long as you want it. Good. Now wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. And now the next one is the Galactic Healing Center. Now this is where you bring in somebody who's not too well or somebody who needs some help and a boost. So, and what we want to do is we have a wonderful healing table, a beautiful, crisp, clean healing table. And around it is your own healing team. There are beings that come with you, with me, and they stand around the table. Take a look at them. Who are they? They might be special to you. They may be much more infinite or universal. Doesn't matter. But they certainly love us, don't they? First person that plops up on the table is you, or in my case, me. And if you have an issue you want to have help with, you can tell them that or otherwise ask them what it is you need. Okay. Excellent. And they, do you feel the love and the compassion? Good. And now wrap that one in light. And now we're going to have our team can replicate themselves. So we're going to have, you know who I'm going to call in is somebody, if you've been listening to Radiance, you've heard her call in, a friend of ours who's had a terrific amount of body pain her whole life. And she's coming in. You can bring in anybody you want. Doesn't have to be who I call in. I just need somebody because the this is the radio, but we're coloring up the pictures, aren't we? So we have our friend who's lying here, and she's had pain her whole life. And she's let us explore her relationship to past life spirits and so on, and how she's trying to extricate herself from a soul theme. Talk about forgiveness. She's trying to extricate herself from some very intense abuse situations, some that she did, and some that have been perpetrated within her, at her, through her, by a number of people in a number of lifetimes. So we're asking, you see, that I'm using this as an example for forgiveness, that we're asking for healing on the level of deep, deep cellular forgiveness. Boy, my whole body is just going crazy here. I don't know what's happening to you. Yeah, and we're just wrapping her. Well, the team is working on her like nobody's business, so I guess I'll just back up and observe here. Yeah. And you know what's interesting is they're showing aspects of her that are really kind of working against her, and that's the part that needs retraining. I don't know, they're just showing this thing to me. And build it up. Okay. That's good. That's really good, actually. And now that it's going through her legs and her arms and her whole spine. So we're going to ask them to continue this process. They know we're on global radio for not even an hour, so they're willing to work outside of the time-space continuum with her. So they're moving you off the screen, my friend. And now we're bringing up another. Okay. Now this person, I do not know this one at all. He's a rather heavy-set man. It's not, but anyway, he's got cancer. He's got a very serious illness, and the team is working with him. Who have you got up there on the table? The team is working with him, and they're talking about how, once again, in his case, oh my, they're saying that he's got a deep, hidden, he's got some kind of incredible secret. And that doesn't sound relevant when he has pretty romping cancer. But in any case, he apparently has a very deep, complex secret, and he's ashamed. So we go back to forgiveness and shame. And he's way in there. And the cancer is only the external part. There it goes. And they're saying to him, they're actually loving him and stroking his head and so on and giving him a lot of light in and around his body and saying, you have to love yourself. You have to bring this up and out. Because he has a terrific amount of rage and anger in him. But he's afraid to... pretty sensitive, and he's afraid to express feelings at all for fear he'll kill somebody. I think that's what it is, because he's rolling his eyes going, I can't. I just can't let that go. And they're saying, yeah, you can. You can imagine it. And, oh, now they're showing amazing spirals of light around him. Imagine great spirals of light that you're spinning, that you're using that rage to fuel change in and around your life. Good. And now we're going to wrap that in light, and they will continue with it, even though we've moved them off screen here for now. And now we need the political table. It's funny, I just want to put Syria and, Bob, you know more about this, Syria and Israel up on the table. Is that a good idea? And Iran. Okay. And we don't need to get really, really political, except there's some real big bloodshed going on, and it's the dominance, power, it's people being manipulated, and so on. So let's put them all up on the healing table, and because we're magical.
We have a David anything. From Kansas, line two.
Okay, if he could wait for a little bit.
Okay.
So as you're on the healing table, you want to see light, and the healing team is going to have an impact on all the beings. They're going to send light to all the beings that have to do with creating the decisions that are, you know, causing all the fire, the firing of guns and the fighting for a political position and so on. And that whole thing with Iran, I guess there's a lot of, I don't understand it, but I see that there's an awful lot of deals being made behind the scenes, and they don't care about how the people are. So let's ask them to call in. Let's call in some light, have it run through the top of your head, down through your body, out your arms and your hands, and start to move that light up through the feet and of all the beings that you can get hold of that need to be awakened to the fact that we are all one. They need to be awakened to that, and then power over is not going to give them power. They need to forgive themselves and other people, right? Let's just carry on the forgiveness. That's good. And now wrap that in light, and let's call in more of this healing energy. Have it come in through the top of your head, down through your body, out your hands. And I want you to pat that light on any places on the world that you know about where there's war, there's suffering, there's terrible sickness, whole bunch of things like that. There's a lot of, just keep patting it all around the world where the weather changes are really bad. There's a huge storm in Georgia. All these different things, all these ugly difficulties. And we're just going to try and infuse as much of the planet as we can with the harmonious, win-win caring energy. Good. And now run that light round and round and round our planet. So it tickles the ETs that are lurking in their different dimensional realms around us. All right, and have it move round and round your planet and back into your hands, up your arms, flow round and round in your heart, shoot up through your neck, out through the top of your head, out into the great central sun. And now close off the Galactic Healing Center and jump back into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And then come on into the room with me. We already have a caller. Welcome to the show, David.
This is David from Kansas.
Hi. Welcome to the show, David.
I'm Carol's husband.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are
you
doing? Have you been paying attention to the stuff we're doing these days?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. So do you have a specific orientation or question that you want to ask?
I suppose I would ask advice in how to maintain peace of mind day to day with work, with financial issues, and also my physical well-being.
Okay.
And my relationship with Carol, too. Sure.
You know what? We may not get
that?
It all. Very good. Very good. Good thumbnail of reality here, but we may not get it all answered. But I want to say this, David. First thing that I saw with you is that you have the potential to be extremely intuitive. And I think that what you've done is suppressed a lot of that. You haven't allowed your sensitivity to move forward. And so I see you a little, not frozen in time, but a little bit of blocked in time. And I'm going, you have the ability, you really, and we're going to run some energy for you right now, but you have the ability to break free from a lot of this by learning to, now we talked about forgiveness at the beginning. You have to forgive yourself for something, and something to do with your sensitivity. You're afraid of your own. You know what? We brought somebody in the healing center who's not the same as you, but had some of this. What you're afraid of is your own sensitivity, and so you've kept it locked away, and it's making your system a lot weaker, and your focus is a lot weaker. But the guides are saying this is that you have full capacity to start working with your own sensitivity. You could even start by writing. Do you do music, David?
Not right now, no.
But you see, you have capacity for music and these softer arts, which would just give you a stream of blocked energy flow. You see, you'd be able to release some of the blocked energy flow. It's going to clarify your thinking. What is your work? Because I feel like it's a bit mushy, but you have the ability to clarify. What is your work?
I do home renovation.
Do you like doing it?
Remodeling and renovations.
But your energy's low, right?
I feel I have a lot of potential that I don't use, that I don't have an outlet for.
Okay, so we're going to say two things, and I'll have to say goodbye just for now, but maybe we can talk another day. But you,
yes.
I would like you to take something like present things in music or poetic things. There's a very sort of a soft part of your nature that needs to be expressed. Because when it's backed up, it keeps a part of you disconnected from life, you know? And so your passion is missing for you, if you know what I mean. And you could get stormy inside and have no real potency. But I see in your work, and the other thing is to take an amino acid called L-tyrosine, okay? And it feeds,
okay.
You should be taking strong supplements anyway. You probably already are you? But L-tyrosine pushes the frontal lobes of your brain and will get you going. But I'm telling you, it's not wise for you. It's very hard on your health to suppress this very strong, sensitive, emotional, poetic, musical aspect of your nature. It can make you hardened, and it can make you even bitter. Are you bitter?
Oh, I have been, but I don't feel that extremely, no.
Okay, so we want you to feel everything extremely, including your sensitivity. You've got I'm telling you, David, this is really interesting because I've talked to Carol before and we've talked a little bit about you, but I haven't really seen it as strongly as tonight. You have a strong, intuitive, sensitive brain that's extremely creative. And it's getting no airplay.
Yes, I'd love to find a use for it.
Well, I would start with music or writing poetry or writing with your non-dominant hand just long enough to bring out. You know, one of the fun tools is to go put a timer on for 10 minutes, pick a word, and write with your non-dominant hand until the timer goes ding about that word, you know, like if it's a flower or peanut butter or mother or something. And what happens is all kinds of stuff starts coming out of the subconscious. You're very, very good with remodeling houses. You could be really quite artistic. I get it. It's, you're not quite committed, but it's the artistic part of you that would really count. And when you,
well,
and
I have played sax, and I have a sax, and I will take your encouragement and open that up.
I would, and I try to remember that suppression is going to not destroy your life. Yeah, it's going to keep your life kind of in an old shoebox instead of letting you live it. Right?
Yes.
So I thank you for your call. You're brave to be on Global Radio. I like that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, David. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Now, that's really interesting because a lot of us are like that. And talk about forgiveness. That's something that we have to be able to do in ourselves, is forgive ourselves for being, for example, sensitive. A lot of men don't forgive themselves for being sensitive at all. So that neither do we women sometimes. You call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I don't think I have another caller on, do I? Hello? Okay, Carolyn, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am wonderful, and how are you? It's my first time calling.
Oh, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. I'm kind of new of all this, so I should be asking a question, and I have two items, but one that's very important right now. I'm doing a spiritual project.
Oh, good.
I call it spiritual project because it's part of my mission, and I'm helping people, and I love to help people. So this young lady, I'm marketing her, and I am at the same time, it's, you know, I have like a little background. But at the same time, I'm kind of, my brain is just going, ooh, round in corners. I want to do so much. And I just like, and then I worry about, you know, am I going to be successful? And I know I will, because everything just, at the end, it turns out to be a success story anyway. So I just like, yeah.
have you done this before? Is this your first one?
No, well, let's just say marketing. I've done marketing all my life because I worked on Wall Street, so that's kind of part, you know, like you get in the business and you have to market whatever you're doing. So I've done that all my life. I love being around people. I always wanted to do this.
Great.
Always. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. But I want to go a different route. I really want to go in e-marketing. I want to do digital. And that's, it just stood up, and I think that's where the world is going, you know, major media and stuff like that. And I just like, oh.
What are you selling? Is it a clothing line? What are you selling?
No. I'm actually marketing a spiritual teacher.
Yay!
I'm going to do events. Yeah, just like you.
Oh, great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. And what I'm doing is starting events for her, putting on radio shows, get her name out there, because she's remarkable, you know.
Great.
Just like all light workers are remarkable. So I'm very proud, you know, to represent her and to get her, you know, help her out.
She's still shy, you know. She's shy.
Yes, I know something. Yes, she is.
Yeah. Tell her to stop being so shy.
She is beautiful. That's why they're getting her spirit. She lives in Hawaii, and spirit is taking her out of Hawaii. And she lives in the middle of the forest in Hawaii. She does not live, you know, among... She has five neighbors. It's so cute. And spirit told her, her angels told her, We got to move to Chicago.
Oh Lord!
So that's where she's going to end up, is out in the outskirts of Chicago. I guess I think it's great because Chicago, major cities don't have the right energy, and I want to change that and see. You know, everybody's going to help out, but I think the major cities are the ones that are. You know, I live in the New York area, so I know what it's like. I live in an area that's. Just like that, and I try to make everybody happy and carry my light. So,
you do a good job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And she's going to be fine. You're going to help her a lot. And I don't know if she'll stay in Chicago area. I think she might move yet again, but that's okay because Spirit will tell her when.
That's okay.
And she'll do just. She's going to do just fine. And you're going to learn a lot of the ropes. But remember this: global.
Yes.
Radio and television is still in a state of development. So it's really a good time to let your intuition reign as well as you help her go forward, and you will help her a lot.
Oh, my gosh. And is it going to be like, I already have two places. One, and I placed a call, and I'd like to know if I'm going to set something up like in the month of May or June.
Yes. You could do it fairly soon if you wanted to. You got to give her time to get balanced, though, don't you?
Yes, I do, because she has a personal matter to take care of. Her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom is leaving us and very soon. And so that's like one, you know, and I'm trying to help her out with that, too. But she's
well,
very strong,
I think June seems to be the time. It's great for her.
June? Okay. And am I going to... You know, there's one place, I don't know why, but it's a theater. I think at some time in the future, the Chicago Theater, it's a historical theater. I want her to go there. I actually want to go there and just introduce her in the Oprah show.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Is Oprah usually there? No, I think that's a good idea, but you need to let her get her, she has to get, there's a strengthening that's going to come up.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I'm going to give her, I will, because I think there's a connection, you know. I used to be shy.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, no more.
Well, and shy isn't a bad thing. It's just that when you're going forward, you have to find a way to deal with that.
Yes.
Apparently, David Letterman's
right.
Shy.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that funny?
Entertainers are shy, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So we don't need to worry about that. She just needs to have time to rebalance herself. And then you will get her moving forward in a very wonderful way. And you're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am like so, you know, every day I put in a lot. I love what I do. I could do it 24 hours a day. I just automatically go to sleep. But, I love, you know, like it's just like I found my mission. Well, it's always been to help people. And I worked on Wall Street, and I always help people, even in everything I did. And I believe in that. I believe we should all do a little bit more of that. And I just want to help her, too. And it just came. It was like synchronicity. You know, it just came one day. It just came. She's actually a radio. She's on a radio station. She has her own radio show.
Oh, she does. Good.
You know, she's so shy, she doesn't have her own picture on it. That's when I figure, I said, what is it about that? You know, like you have your picture. She doesn't have a picture. She has
maybe
art.
She should get on to BBS as well. Does she like radio?
She loves radio. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm calling up a couple of, I know a couple of hosts on Block Talk Radio. That's where mm-hmm. she has her show. And she's been there since the summer. She has written many books. One is a prayer book, all spiritual, or short stories with a spiritual message. She's
right.
written three of those, children's books. She, oh, my God, she's very diversified, very
wonderful.
Diversified. She was in corporate America at one time. So I would love to get her on just to host, you know, just be a guest.
Because well, that would be great. Well, tell her to write to me. Maybe
Thank
we
you.
Can talk.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, you're an angel. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Carolyn. Thank you, honey.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for helping.
Good work. Take
Bye-bye
care.
Now.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
So that's a pretty interesting one, too, is bringing somebody forward. She's already written a few books. That's pretty good. I'm still trying to write my books, but I don't sit still very well. Too much Gemini, I think. Anyway, call in with your situations. Call in with any questions that you have. I'd love to talk to you about what's going on. Are you feeling the shift? I'm feeling a tremendous shift. Are you feeling big changes? My astrology friends were talking about how Jupiter finally went direct after holding back, and that apparently in Gemini, it could change how we think. A lot of us are feeling a change in how we think. And remember, we were talking about at the very beginning, is that the beings that shared reactions with you, and let's call it karma, because I'm not sure what to do with that word, but we'll call it karma. That means leftover attachments because of some experience you all shared together. Well, the beings who shared that with you also want release. And that's why I wanted to talk so much about forgiveness. Because forgiveness, I think, includes that. And the fact that on the other side, they're moving and shifting as well. I wonder what kind of a species we're going to be after a while. And as far as Carolyn's call goes, global radio is so neat because, in talking about oneness, is that we all are connected to the fact that we're changing and shifting, whether you're on this side of the veil or that side of the veil, or this side of the world, and that side of the world. Fascinating. So let's do some more energy shifting. Let's see who else is going on here. I'm seeing, I don't want to get too complicated here. Let's see. Okay, so I'm looking around and I'm seeing some people I know, and I don't want you to recognize yourself and then be upset with me because I'm talking about you on the air. Why don't you call in and let me know what's going on? All right, so now I'm going to pick somebody. Okay, so there's this woman who I kind of know, and she's quite heavy. She has a lot of back problems. I've talked about her before. And we're bringing her in and taking a look. But her life has been just a series of, and this is another word I wanted to talk about, victim. Her life has been a series of victimizations, whether she's been, I think she was gang raped as a child, and her family has always really been very rough with her, and she's the one who always gives and gives and gives, and they take and take, and then they're mad at her. And she's now in a situation where her son won't let her see his child. It's just gone on and on and on. And I watch this woman. I go, oh, what is going on? So we're asking tonight to see what is the karmic connection here. Because I know her parents really loved her. It's not like they rebuked her. It wasn't like that at all. Okay. And so now I'm wrapping myself in light, and you should do the same thing, because you don't want to take on this kind of thing. And what we're seeing here is she had another life in which she, so we're going to go through several lives, because one of them, Karen, okay, Karen, we'll go to you before we finish off with my friend here. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
But I was, you know, I don't know the timing.
I wanted you to interrupt me. I wanted you to.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate this.
Yeah, you're here.
Kind of lost as to how to move forward. I feel like I've been on a healing journey for forever, mentally, physically, emotionally, and I've been through hell. I hate my life, and I'm trying to heal and understand what I'm supposed to be here for and what to do with the rest of it, and I'm just blank.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going with the, you know, ascension stuff and the meditations, and then after that I think I just kind of like, phew, I don't feel a shift. I'm just more depressed than ever.
And let me see, are you working?
No. No, I haven't. I really haven't. I've been like half alive on disability.
Oh, okay. How did you get on disability? Were you hurt at work or were you hurt?
I've been sick with kind of chronic fatigue for since the late 80s. Systemic candida. I got somewhat better, but never all the way. But I did push myself, and then my mother passed away in that time, and I had made a promise to her, also to myself, to take care of my grandmother till she passed, and that was 10, 15 years worth, and it was very, very draining emotionally and physically, and I wasn't, you know. And
okay,
then after that, I just completely pshed, and was in major depression and grief, and kind of that did it,
Yeah, I understand that. You know what I want to say, Karen? That's really interesting.
I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
I just want to say that was kind of the root of it.
Well, what I want to say about you, and you know this thing about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and all these different things, even lupus? There's a huge, more often for women than men, you know that. But the thing with you is I'm seeing a classic case of you being so suppressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, even when you were young, you couldn't seem to find a way to give yourself permission to be who you were. Do you understand that? So you were placated and placating a lot. Do you understand what I mean? It's kind of like you were kind of trapped in this, you have a beautiful light, but you were sort of trapped in this way of adapting to your life. And your heart was broken when you were very young. Do you know that?
My mind is kind of a blank, you know. I've kind of had things hinted at me, but I don't remember anything.
Were you the only child?
No, I have a sister. She's 3 years younger than me.
And is she more vital than you are?
Yes.
You know, it's really interesting because here's what I see in you. It is your soul potential. We were talking earlier, my partner and I, about what the word victim really means. And quite often it's when we can't bring our, I think, you know, because in metaphysics they go, oh, you're never a victim. And then I kind of play with all these words, chew them like gum, so to speak. And when I go way into people's soul journey, where we have not allowed ourselves to present our various gifts and they're stifled inside, to me that's kind of a victim of our own soul's suppression. And you've got a lot of that. You have a beautiful, beautiful light way underneath, and you've never felt its incredible desire to surge up through you. It's been very interesting. And your mom, she wasn't a bad person, but she was very long-suffering herself, and there's a lot of suppression there, a lot of suppression with the grandmother as well. I'm going to the family. Suppression. Keeping herself in a box, you know. And I think that you're an empath. You've taken on a lot of their feelings. Do you know that?
I have wanted to.
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
I'm very much like them, especially my mother. I thought that was really what it was. It's kind of a similarity or genetics.
Well, honey, I think it's also vibrational, meaning you are empathetically aligned with your mother, but you took on her suppression. Now, in her vintage, different than your vintage, she wasn't really allowed to do a lot of things, but you were. But you just kind of ran her programs right through your whole body. And I want to say what her, and you know your spleen hurts sometimes. Do you feel that? Can you feel your spleen just under your left rib?
Yeah, once in a while.
Does it hurt?
Just like a dull pain, but I didn't think much about it.
Okay, well, that's where you're empathizing. That's where your mom, you've got your mom's energy, and she's got her mom's energy running right through your body, and it's weighing you down, my friend. And,
oh, my
and
God.
I know, and it's really helpful to know that, because your mom, if we start talking about how spirits will undo their attachment, and I feel like your mom is waking up to the fact that she could help you out of it. You know, you need some help with your chronic fatigue. Are you getting any kind of medical help?
Yes. I'm not sure it's working, but
I know some really wonderful, we know some wonderful healers. I wonder if you want to sort of check into a few healers and so on. Do you go to healers?
I'm open to it if I can afford it. That's the usual problem.
I know. So let's just see if we can undo something here. Let's see if we can, everybody at home, just call in a sec. We're going to clear around you, Karen, because we don't want to all take on what you have, because nobody wants to suffer with you like that. You want
no,
to
no.
You want to unsuffer with them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to call in.
I just ask you something?
Of course.
If I have had these all along, or did I take these on after both of them had passed?
You look like you took them on through responsibility when you were young. And then
wow.
You look like it piled up as they were dying, you see? It seems like sometimes when the mother dies, she will take away a lot of the frequencies with her. I've seen that even with people who are very sad because they cherish their mother's presence all the time, will find that they feel lifted and lighter when mom goes. And I always understood it's because she takes a lot of the fields and frequencies with her. But you don't have a sad, sad nature. You have an empathic nature. So when you're taking on your mom's sadness or suppression, it starts building up and building up and building up unless you know enough about getting rid of it or getting it clear. People have to learn on this society to separate our energy from one another more consciously. Otherwise, we live it out. I'm an empath. I can look like you if I sit beside you, you know. That could be an advantage. It could be a disadvantage. I don't know. Yes, I can. It's an identity crisis. So I'm teasing you a little bit. But the reality is you have taken on your mom's grief, and I don't have time to ask you more details about her life, and I don't have time to even suss it all out right now. But you're not, by nature, I want to say this, Karen, you're not by nature a really sad, lost person. By nature, you're very artistic, you're very emotional, you're very perceptive, and you could be very creative and find creative ways of pushing off. So here's a final thing. Let's call up all the energy that comes from, and wrap yourselves in light, everybody. You don't want to take this on. Wrap yourself in light. Call up all the energy, Karen, that comes from your soul contract with your mother. And tell me what happens in your body. What does it feel like?
I don't think I'm feeling anything.
Okay, so it might be better to do it when I haven't got you on global radio with huge lights all over you. But do this. Ask yourself to feel it on a regular basis. Ask your higher self to help you. Feel where your mother's energy is in your body. And in a while, because you're kind of used to taking this on in a sort of a thick, creamy way, where some of us are much more pointed, call it up and feel it. You'll notice that it comes up very thickly in your spleen area, in your chest, in your throat, in your frontal lobe, in your buttocks. You're going to get it in very interesting ways. And when you call it up, be grateful. Go, oh, I got it. It's pulsing somewhere. And then ask your guides and angels for help as you command total release. And this is a style of learning to recognize what and where her energy is and how to separate from it. And I promise you this, that your mother wants to help you, which means that she's going to help you pull that away. Now, do that for a while. Call in again to the radio show next week or something, but do that for a while. Each day without question. My guides used to tell everybody to do that without question every day. Because our moms, as much as we love them, aren't the model of what we want to become, most of them, right? And you've got a very creative nature. Don't be victimized to suppressing it. It costs your body and your heart. It costs everything too much. And you don't need
to. You see it.
What?
Can you tell in what ways I am creative?
Yeah, something to do with color and perhaps smell. Like, if you studied things like aromatherapy and some kind of color work, I don't know what it is, you would be just so intuitively aligned with it, you would be really quite amazing. You could also do painting. There's a number of different ways you could take this, but I'm trying to give you something that you could use quickly. And I have to get off the air. They're going to hook me off stage with this huge, huge cane.
Okay. Thank you so
thank
much.
You for, thank you for
Bye.
Being brave
thank
enough
you.
To call in. So this is Veronica. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. I'd love to hear from you. Check out my new website. Love some feedback. Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Love to talk to you, give you a session, or you have to pay for it, right? And, up and coming, I'm not sure if I've got her lined out, but those of you who heard Rachel Van Dessel last week talking about the Tibetan dying process, dancing, deity dancing, and Qigong, really enjoyed that. So I've got an email out hoping that she'll talk to me again, but to go farther into the Tibetan dying system, psychology of dying, the Tibetan style. Pretty darned interesting. And otherwise, I'm not sure who's coming up on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. So check out my website or sign up for my newsletter. I'd love to hear from you. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, take a deep breath. Bring in some light and breathe it out to one another. You radiate by design. Good night, much love, and many blessings.